With second place Limerick and third place Waterford both recording victories, leaders Longford Town managed to stay clear at the top of Division 1 with a 3-1 win over Harps on Friday night. The visitors, however, had to dig deep for the victory, midfielder Colm James's goal 16 minutes from time sealing the win. But given the amount of decent chances they created over the 90 minutes, Finn Harps will feel disappointed not to have taken something from this game. At 1-0 down, they missed three good opportunities, Matthew Harkin and Thomas Bonner both going close, before young Paul McVeigh took too long to get his shot away when through on goal, and he allowed a defender to come back and make a retrieving tackle. Kyle Birmingham had given Longford a 14th minute lead. Gary Shaw headed a second on 32, but while Longford looked good value for their lead, Harps kept plugging away and Matthew Harkin headed them right back into the game just before half-time from Thomas McBride's cross. That goal gave Harps the lift they needed going into the second half, and again they created some great openings, McVeigh twice going close and Aaron O'Hagan unlucky when heading a McBride corner wide at the back post. But those two goals conceded in the first half were always going to be difficult to peg back. Once again, Harps will be cursing themselves for some poor defending. And when Longford scored the third on 74 minutes, it was more or less game over. That goal came after the visitors were awarded a penalty following a tackle by O'Hagan on substitute Jamie Duffy. Kieran Gallagher in the Harps goal produced a fine stop to deny Colm James from the penalty, but the midfielder was able to follow up and smash the rebound home. Longford look a decent side, but for all their experience, they had Keith Gillespie at centre midfield. This young Harps team, missing so many key players themselves, gave them a difficult test. But as Peter Hutton pointed out afterwards, Harps will find victories hard to come by if they don't cut out the concession of so many sloppy goals. On a positive note, Keith Cowan made his first appearance since the opening match of the season when he came on as a late substitute. And next week, the likes of Kevin McHugh and Adam Clark will be back for the trip to Limerick. Final score, it was Finn Harps 1, Longford Town 3.